All right, I've got another favorite here. We can't share most of this conversation on air, but Sammy Watkins is here, Director of Chaplains with Union Gospel Mission. How about a round of applause for Sammy for stepping up here? Let's right away thank Luther Auto Group. Luther Auto Group has been a fixture in this town for decades. Luther Auto Group stepping up for a 3-1 match, Dave Harrigan. Thank you to Luther and those folks. Hey, 3-1 match sounds good, but if you don't call, if you don't contribute, I think I can do the multiplication of this. 3-1 times 0 is 0.
Yeah, it's not much.
And we've had some good numbers just the last 10 minutes. How about Greg from Egan? That's $1,500.
$1,500.
How about that? How about Dan from North Oaks?
$5,000. Add the 3-1 match to that, too.
Oh, my God. Now, is it Margaret just donated $200 on behalf of all the wonderful people and the work at the Gospel Mission and the work that they all do. Margaret, thank you. Thank you so much. Sammy, good to meet you. Good to talk to you. Let's talk about, tell people what you do with Union Gospel Mission, because it's a rather important role.
My name is Sammy Watkins. I'm the Director of Chaplains there at Union Gospel Mission. And every day I get to work with a phenomenal team of chaplains. There are 8 of us, and so I have 7 direct reports. We're embedded in all the programs across Union Gospel Mission, the ACTS training program, Christ Recovery Center, NFP. We have a female chaplain there that helps out with the women and the children. And so every day, man, I get to work with a phenomenal team, come in and watch the Lord do transformational work in the lives of the residents that we serve.
How did you find Union Gospel Mission yourself?
Oh, here we go, man. You're finna make me start to testify now.
I would like you to testify.
Right. So I first got involved.
I think you have it in you.
Yeah, I do. First got involved with Union Gospel Mission back in 2003. I belonged to a fellowship at that time, Calvary Chapel St. Paul. Came down with the pastor. He preached in the chapel one night. I saw the men and how they were receptive to the message. I kept looking back and thought in my heart, I would really want to do that one day. And little unbeknownst to me that when we left that evening, he told me, Sammy, I'm giving you the ministry to go down and preach at Union Gospel Mission for the church.
Wow.
I was terrified. You say, wow, man, I was terrified. But I went down, and month after month, I just began to grow in my relationship with the Lord and saw that I had the gift of evangelism and that I could minister to those men. And that was in 2003. In 2013, I finished a degree at Crown College and was hired as a transitional housing chaplain at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. 3 years ago, in 21, I actually became the director of chaplains there at Union Gospel Mission. So it's in my blood. I've been around for about 21 years. I love it. I get paid to come in and tell people about King Jesus every day.
Okay, you could express the words you want to express at so many places. You have that gift, I can tell already.
I do.
Why is the mission the place that you had an opportunity in 03 and you're moving up? But you could go to a number of other places.
That's right.
Why does this still mean so much to you?
Right. Somebody must have gave you my testimony, right? Because a few years ago, I did leave the mission. And I was gone all of 3 weeks. Right?
Okay.
And it was like the Lord was tugging me, telling me I didn't give you permission to leave the mission, right? And so I came right back. The only thing that changed was my office. Came right back to
you. Did you come back to a bigger office or a smaller office?
I won't say that because I don't want to get anybody upset, but it's a nice office.
Yeah.
But you asked the question of why the mission when I can be anywhere. Well, I have a testimony of, you know what I'm saying, struggling with drugs and alcohol, prison out of Illinois back in 1986, Lino in 95, and the Lord transformed my life 25 years ago. And so I want to come back to a place. Much like the people that minister to me, I see the staff. I get an opportunity to do in the lives of those who come through the mission what somebody did in my life. And it's almost like the Lord is saying, man, I handpicked you. I custom made you to go in and minister to the population that you'll get to serve at Union Gospel. And not only do I get to do it, but the chaplains that I get to work with and a lot of the staff that you've heard from throughout the day today.
These are powerful words from Sammy Watkins, Director of Chaplains at Union Gospel Mission. We have a 3-1 match right now for Luther Auto Group. This is the time. I mean, Sammy inspires people every single day. I want to just you to listen to Sammy and be inspired to call us. Donate $5. Donate $500. Dan from North Oaks just donated $5,000. My friend Steve donated $20,000 earlier. Whatever you can do, just be kind. Quantum Fiber Phone Bank, they're ready for you. 952-858-8300. So let's talk about your life when you were struggling and you needed help with addiction. What was that like? And when you think back to that time compared to now, how far away does that seem?
Seems a mighty long way. But you know what? One of the reasons why it's a blessing to be at Union Gospel Mission, pouring into the lives of the population that we serve, is because that was me. And every day I'm reminded of where God brought me from. By the grace of God, there go I. And so that speaks volumes. And when I struggled, I had people in the church. I'll tell you a quick story. I was at Calvary Chapel in 2003, had just joined the church. I was really rough around the edges. I won't go into testimony, but, you know, gangs, drugs. Got in the church for about 3 months, was working third shift, and decided that I didn't want to go to church anymore. Man, this Jesus thing isn't working. The money isn't coming fast enough. And so I left. And I looked up one Sunday, 2 weeks after I left, and people were knocking at my door. And I looked out, and the church was primarily Caucasian, and I had like eight of my white brothers at the door. I'm looking through the peephole.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, man, what are they doing at my house, right? And I opened the door, and I tried to put on the meanest face that I could put together and try to scam off.
You don't look like a mean guy to me. I got to be honest.
Man, the assistant pastor pushed past me and said, man, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, man, that almost broke me right there. I almost cried in my living room, and we had church on that Sunday evening in my living room. But it reminded me, and it showed me something special about God's people and God's love, is that when I was in the streets and I was selling drugs and I was doing all of the above, nobody ever came to my house when I didn't show up on the block.
Yeah.
They just thought that's more money for me. I mean,
right.
Here you got this group of brothers coming to my house loving me back to life. And so I get an opportunity, the chaplains that I serve with and many of the staff here get an opportunity to do that every day at Union Gospel Mission.
Sammy Watkins is with us. Again, please give us a ring. This is a great time to do it. 3-to-1 match from Luther Auto Group. Call the numbers that I've been saying over and over again. Would love to have you step up. People have been great so far. 952-858-8300. Let's say I'm the person who goes to Union Gospel Mission, and you meet me the first time. What happens the first time someone at the mission either meets you or one of the other seven chaplains? How does that take place?
Well, actually, even in my role, I spend a lot of time down at the welcome desk. So there may be guys that come in, individuals who have never been homeless before. And let me just say this to kind of set some context for this. You have people that come to the mission, and you may ride past, and people think that most of these people are dealing with drug addiction or mental health issues. You have guys that have had PhDs and families and homes, and there's a variety of reasons that can land a person in homelessness.
Such a good point.
Absolutely. We don't judge a book by its cover. And so you have men that I've seen guys come into the mission, and they don't look like they belong there. It would be like seeing you at the mission, you know what I'm saying, well-spoken, well-groomed, and people have this look on their face like a deer in headlights because this is not something that they're accustomed to. And so as a chaplain, you invite that person into your office to have a conversation with them. I tell my chaplains and I tell any of the staff that I work with, this job is 90% relationships, just building into relationships with individuals, right? Earning the right to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just because it's the mission and we're faith-based doesn't mean that automatically you come in the door and I get to beat you down with the King James Version and quote scriptures to you. I need to get to know who you are, know the story behind what landed you in Union Gospel Mission, and show you that somebody genuinely cares about you. And so that happens with the chaplains there at Union Gospel Mission. It's building those relationships.
So we're coming up on the holidays, right? We're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I want you to try to describe what that's like with the mission and what you'd want to say to someone who maybe they're listening right now and they need the help, or it's their brother, their sister, their son, their daughter, about if they don't have hope right now, why the holidays would be a great time to start getting your life in the direction where you really want it to go.
Yeah. Oftentimes when I'm talking with men at the mission and I'm doing Bible studies, I'll throw in a question. And that question will be, what would you do if Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities were not here right now? Yeah. Right? Because we can complain about things, but you got 3 meals, you got clothing, you have a shower, you got staff that, you know what I'm saying, will do wraparound services, you got the clinic, You got the Axe Training Program. You got the MACV Program. And so somebody that's struggling right now that may hear my voice out there, I would say, man, the mission knows how to do this. We've been doing it 122, almost 123 years, right? We got awesome leadership. We got our CEO, Pam, here. We got the board that she sits with. We got the VPs. We got people that know how to do ministry. And I'm on the front line of all the work that they do on the background to get to put it into action on the front lines. And so people are waiting. I'll tell you a quick story because I love to tell stories, right?
Sure.
So I had a gentleman that called the front desk. I don't normally work the front desk, but I was down helping out. And he called and asked, you know, hey, can I get a bed there tonight? What are the requirements? I explained the requirements to him. And this gentleman told me that he had came home and his wife had moved everything out of their home. And basically, he didn't have anywhere to go. He was going to be evicted that day. He had to leave. And so I gave him the requirements. But the Lord just really pressed upon my heart to let him know more about Union Gospel Mission and what we did. And if I could pray for him and encourage him, right? Because he was broken on the other end of the phone. And so in a call like that, you don't just pick it up and say, okay, man, here are the requirements to get into the mission. Yeah. We at 435 University, make your way down. You take that extra moment to say, bro, you know what? I don't know what that feels like. I'm not going to tell you that I do. I'm married. I don't know what I would be feeling if I came home and my wife had left and everything was gone and I had to leave the house and come to a shelter. And so I ministered to him in that moment on the phone. And so somebody that's listening, these are the kind of things that happen every day at Union Gospel Mission. Once they come in and do that intake, they can ask to talk with a chaplain. And so one of us will be called down, and they'll come up to an office, and we can have a conversation, man. We can cry together, right? We can rejoice together, but we can do life. We can start the journey back to healing again. The Lord has brought us there to do exactly that.
First it was John. Now it's Sammy. You're both just so much better communicators than I am. Is this just an audition to take my job? I mean, is it over? You're fabulous.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. How about a round of applause for Sammy and the inspiration he provides every moment at Union Gospel Mission. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
Call right now, 952-858-8300. It is 2:24, and I know I've been touched by these stories today. Everybody has been just candid and honest and forthcoming and welcoming in all unique, different stories. And all of our lives are unique and different in various ways, right? And it just shows you what the mission does and who they help and the diversity of people they help. The openness they show, the willingness to accept one and all, and yes, have certain concepts and principles and guidelines, but also saying, we're going to find a way to get to you, and we're going to find a way to get to you right away. And to hear Sammy and his inspiration absolutely touched me, right? 3-1 match. This is the time to help Union Gospel Mission. And again, I just want to zero in on this part, Dave. Next Thursday, I know who's coming. We're going to Griffin's house first, and then we're coming to my house. And we're going to have a lot of people at Griffin's house and the smaller group at my house. And I love Thanksgiving. I've said it a bunch. It's my favorite holiday. You know, there's not the pressure of Christmas. There's not the I got to make sure I get this present right. I got to react this way if I get this present, you know. Thanksgiving is just...
Just get the stuffing right and you're fine.
Let's get it right on this show, filling. We call it filling on this show because of my father. Let's just go and love each other and remind ourselves how thankful we are. Mm-hmm. And there are just so many people in this world who right now are searching for reasons to be thankful, are searching for reasons to be hopeful, are searching for reasons to turn their life in the direction they want. And Union Gospel Mission doesn't just do it for the holidays. Because I keep saying, I continue to be blown away by this, 240,000 meals. Not 240. 240,000 meals a year with care. And these meals cost $2.82. And as John said, as Sammy said, as everybody said, without donations. And this is their biggest day of the year. right? And you can be the most spiritual person. You can not be the most spiritual person, but just admire an organization where they help people all the time. And that's why, thank you to Luther. Thank you for this 3-1 match. This is the time to step up, Dave. 952-858-8300.
Yeah, and the candidness you talked about from all the guests so far, this show and the shows previous. It's amazing, but it's also somewhat expected from all I gather about Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. It's demanded to go through a program like that. You have to be honest with each other and with yourself. And it certainly sounds like Sammy and all the other staff will call you out, and the people you're going through the programs with will call you out and say, no, that's not good enough. If you want to succeed here, we need more out of you. And I think it's that sense of whether it's, you know, through getting to know Jesus, whether it's through the staff, the people that are going through the programs with you, whether it's reporting back to family that maybe helped you get there. It's that accountability. Yep. It's that accountability that I think a lot of this program seems to be, or I should say the mission itself, seems to be focused on and is demanding of everyone that goes through it to be accountable to yourself and to have others be accountable to you. Because they're all working together to achieve the same goal.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. If those are your two benchmarks, transparency and accountability, and you can live up to that most of the time, and then have the opportunity to live up to that, right? Sometimes you've created the mistakes where it's happened, or just the power of addiction. Just listen to people who've battled addiction and how impossible it seems to move away from it.
And are still battling, by the way.
Still, but it's a daily thing. Listen, I have people extraordinarily close to me who, for whatever reason, fell under the powers of addiction and may not have been able to deal with it right away, but eventually did, and their lives are so much better because of it. And to have a place, I mean, when Sammy was going through this, where the Union Gospel Mission can help you in so many different ways. So maybe you're the person. Maybe the person wants to volunteer. Maybe you're the person who needs help. But maybe you're the person right now who's going to say, you know what, it's 2:30. I listen to this show for a lot of reasons, including what they're doing today, and I'm going to give $5. I'm going to give $50. I'm going to give $500 because looks like we even have more, like John, $500. Susan, $300. There's just more and more continue to come in. We want you to be a part of it because this day is so essential to what Union Gospel Mission does. So please continue to help out, including right now, 952-858-8300. If you'd rather go online, WCCRadio.com. Okay, we have 24 minutes left for our show. Jason's on his normal shift 3 to 6, but I'd love for you to step up on our show. Thank you so much to Luther Auto Group. They have a 3-1 match. The phones have been buzzing all throughout the day, but there are times it can slow down, times it can pick up. You might call in later and get a busy signal. You will not get a busy signal now. This is all for Union Gospel Mission. You can reach out online, WCCORadio.com, or you can call in and continue to call in at the numbers 952-858-8300. Illy, thank you so much. Very nice to meet you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
You are not from this area, is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, wait a second. Where were you for various sporting events involving the Vikings and Saints?
Well, kind of neutral.
Kind of neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell people how you came to Union Gospel Mission, and in particular the Christ Recovery Center.
Okay, well, thanks for having us again, Chad, and WCCO. I come from New Orleans. Growing up, I was evaluated with a mental illness, be a behavior disorder and emotionally disturbed. So I learned to self-medicate through substances. And that got out of hand very quick at 12 years old. I started committing crimes, and my dad's a policeman, so that wasn't a good look on his behalf or my own.
No.
You know what they say about pastors' kids, preachers' kids, and police kids,
yes.
You know, politicians also. Sorry.
Did he find out?
Yeah, I actually got arrested And me and my friend got arrested, but my dad took care of it, and you know, it didn't go any further than that.
Okay.
So I was experimenting with drugs and alcohol, and then Katrina happened, and then it got very, very, very bad. I got married at 19 and divorced very shortly after that. And then I went to
prison. Was that influenced by the drugs you were taking?
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
And then I went to prison, and when I got out, I tried to go to church. But I was in the music industry, so I was doing music, but I was using drugs and alcohol. And I got nominated for Album of the Year in New Orleans.
Wow. But congratulations.
Thank you very much. But the church, I asked the church to pray for me about it, and they denied me. So that turned me away from
why did God. They deny you?
They said it wasn't music of the Lord.
Okay.
You know, so that...
What kind of music was it?
It was hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah. But after that, then the world goes on, you know. So I started passing out, and my liver and kidney started failing. Mm. So I still was in denial that I had a drug and alcohol problem. I thought I went back to my old ways. I thought I was just mentally ill. So I checked myself into a mental hospital. After 2 days, when the therapist told me that I wasn't crazy, I just needed to get some drug and alcohol help, I still was in denial. I left there, went back to New Orleans, and passed out on the bus. When checked myself into the hospital, I had pneumonia, and they said my kidneys and liver was failing, and if I didn't get help, I would die.
Yeah, you probably weren't that far away from that, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're at that point. That is an incredibly low point in your life.
Yes.
What do you do next?
Well, I got in touch with my godson. My godson had went to Christ Recovery Center. Matter of fact, he was still there. And I told him what was going on, and he told me that I could come out there and get some help. But I was still in denial a little bit. But when he was able to get a cell phone, because on the weekends you can't have a cell phone, when he called me and I saw the joyness and the happiness in his face on FaceTime, I was like, well, whatever you got, I want that. And he offered me a plane ticket to come up here to Minnesota.
Because that's a big step.
Yeah.
From when you're facing all of this in your life, to take that leap to go to some place in Minnesota, which you only heard of because of your family member.
Right. I Googled it before I came.
Yeah.
And I was like, negative what? I've never heard of that in my life. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But he came and got me. I told him, yeah, I'm going to come up there. But he said, you know what? No, I'm going to come get you.
Oh.
And he flew to New Orleans, paid
that's
for
great.
My ticket.
Okay, so we're talking to Illy. I want you to keep going the story. But I want to keep reminding folks because people are listening here.
Yes.
I know that. I want them to be inspired by this to call.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 952-858-8300. We're talking about Union Gospel Mission and the Christ Recovery Center and Illy here. Okay, so you arrive at the center.
Yes.
What happens?
I arrive at the center, and as soon as I walk through the door, everyone was smiling so hard and everybody was happy. I thought I was in a cult. I thought it was a cult. I'm like, oh, my God, what, is this a real place? You know, everyone's walking around happy. I thought this was a recovery center. But I didn't know that Christ was in the building. Christ was making everything okay, you know. And I met Kyle, and I had an interview, and he accepted me that day.
Which you probably desperately wanted.
Yes, I desperately wanted
somebody to bring you in and a place to share your stories and be loved. What was that feeling
yes.
like?
It was remarkable. I've never had that much love and support in my life from a total bunch of strangers, you know. Especially coming from New Orleans, I felt like I was alone at first. My first weekend, I knew I was a part of a family now.
What was the process like in going through the treatment and just other aspects of the recovery center and being a part of Union Gospel Mission?
Well, my first 2 weeks, I ran around the Union Gospel Mission parking lot at nighttime to shake all the nerves off, you know. We have 20 meetings a week. I went to every meeting. I took all the advice that they had. I came all the way in. I sat all the way down, and I shut all the way up, and I turned my life over to Jesus, and it's been remarkable ever since.
How long ago was that?
15 months.
15 months.
Yep. I graduated the program in 5 months. I finished the LifeNet program, and now I'm a CD tech.
How about more round of applause for that? That is
yep.
fabulous.
Yep.
That is 5 months is fast. I've heard normally 6 months. So you put in the work.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Expand on what you're doing now.
I'm currently a CD tech at Christ Recovery Center. In January, I'll be going to school to be a licensed alcohol dependency counselor. And I'm just looking forward to doing the work and helping others. You know, I came in with a background in entertainment, but now I just want to help others through my story.
I can hear it. I can hear that emotion coming out of you right now. Can you could you have imagined this 5 years ago?
Only by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you think it worked out?
It works if you work it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were unwilling to work it before, or you also didn't have the people.
I'm going to tell you this. In New Orleans, I didn't even know this kind of community existed. You know, I've never even heard of AA except in movies. So I got out here and I saw the real community and the support and the love that that Union Gospel Mission had to offer. I mean, I came up here with New Orleans clothes, so I've never experienced a winter in Minnesota. And support services in the CS building, they had clothes, jackets, brand new and used clothes for us. You know, but the donors donated those clothes to us. So if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have anything, you know.
You can't be crazy about winter, though, right?
Well, I'm excited to get a real harsh one so I can know if I really want to stay.
Well, you have to stay now. I mean, you're entrenched here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say to somebody who's listening right now who has a family member, mm-hmm. or maybe they're the person, and they face parts of their life where they were overwhelmed, where it seemed insurmountable, whether it was mental health, whether it was parenting, whether it was abandonment, mm-hmm. and they want to be in your position. What do you say to those individuals?
I would say you need to come to a conclusion where you want change in your life, and you're willing to do anything and everything to get that change. And you could come to Union Gospel Mission.
You have to have that openness, right?
Openness and willingness.
Did you have that initially?
Initially?
Initially, when you arrived at the mission, how would you compare that to the other places in your life when you probably didn't have that openness and willingness to have individuals around you have that skill set to help you?
Well, before I got there, I came up with that I would do anything and everything. But they just made it easier. Union Gospel Mission made it easier because it was like they cushioned my fall.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it. Now, Kyle's talked about, too, how the community, whether it's softball or going to dinner or mm-hmm. just checking on each other.
Yep.
How much is that the key to what's going on there, too? It's not just, and it's very important, the program itself, but it's that community. It's that everyday life. It's a place to go, mm-hmm. which we all want to have to certain levels.
The Alumni Committee and Association plays a major part in Christ Recovery Center and around Union Gospel Mission. Anytime that they're called upon, they're going to show up. Even when they're not called upon, they're already there. Some people get mistaken for still being in the program they're there so much. You know?
Well, you're an example, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where I think a lot of places, I think, well, I made it through the treatment. I can go on with the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll say hi occasionally. Every year, I'm reminded of the number of people who go through some aspect of Union Gospel Mission, and they don't leave.
Yep, that's true.
They don't leave. It's like Minnesota. Most people move to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They don't leave.
Yeah.
So, Illy, you're not going anywhere. You know that?
Yeah, okay.
You know that?
Yeah.
Illy, your story was amazing.
Well, thank you.
Can you just say one last thing to people who are listening right now or mm-hmm. thinking about calling and donating? Why would this be the time for them to call and donate, whether it's $5, $10, or $1,000?
Donors, your money, your support, and the effort that y'all put in helps us so much. It's just not a Minnesota thing. It's a worldwide thing. Y'all are have an effect across the country, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the United States. I think that's part of making America great again.
How about a round of applause for Illy? That can help out so many people. Thank you. Very happy I met you, and only the best. Story after story, individual after individual who has helped, who stays, and they rely on donors like people listening to WCCO Radio right now. This event drives an enormous part of their revenue. So we'd love to have you reach out. We have so many people that listen online. I get it. We are elated. that we have a lot of people listening to podcasts. That's great. So maybe you're listening to WCCOradio.com right now. Go to WCCOradio.com, Dave, and it's simple. It's right there. Just
right
click on it.
Right on top of the homepage.
Even you could figure that out.
Even me.
Even me. How about this? How about call 952-858-8300. Think about a meal, $2.82. That's care. Think about the fact they're going to provide 12,000 meals during the holidays, that they provide 240,000 meals during the year. Be someone who steps up and believes in helping others. This is your way to do it. 952-858-8300. A reminder, it's 2:53. That is the Lindus time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF solar roofing and free installation labor. We're going to turn it over to Jason. And Jason is going to tell some remarkable stories with great guests up until 6 o'clock, and we'll get a final total. But let's be honest, we're all a little competitive. We all want to raise more money than somebody else. We've got to be better than the bottom feeder, Adam Carter, right?
No question about that. I mean, I've actually heard every dollar they raised between 9 to noon was directly contributed by Jordana.
Yeah.
Not by her, but because of her.
Yeah, you wouldn't have called because of Adam. Yeah. But I am just reminded by our on-air and off-air conversations with the folks who dedicate their lives or change their lives or they don't know where their lives would have been without Union Gospel Mission. And just another reminder that that could be me. That could be you, Dave. That could be anyone listening right now, where you're at your condo, you've got a job, you've got a significant other, and then maybe it's you don't have a job. Your significant other leaves you. There's an issue, a medical procedure, and drugs or alcohol, and you're looking for help. And clearly spirituality is a part of what Union Gospel Mission does. And that has brought people in who already had a relationship with Jesus Christ and God or did not, and maybe it played a small part, maybe it played an enormous part. Maybe it was all the Naomi Family Center. Maybe it was all the Christ Recovery Center. Maybe it was just having a place to have a meal. But I cannot emphasize this enough here at the end. This is their biggest day. I mean, we're at 247,000 already. They're going to feed 240,000 meals throughout the year. That's why we want people to call right now, even at the end, 952-858-8300.
Yeah, story after story today as we get every single year of people just showing up, needing the help, and being willing and courageous enough to surrender themselves, surrender their story. I mean, how hard is it as a normal person walking around to open up to people you love, let alone people you may have never met before, about the problems you have in your life, about the mistakes, small or huge, that you've made in your life that you are currently making. And this place brings it out of them.
Yeah, that's great, because for a lot of these folks, it hasn't worked before. You're not certain it's going to work again. All of a sudden, you have to be so honest with someone, but it does. It just works. Let's take one last pause. Call 952-858-8300. All right, let's get to the total right away. Where are we at as of now at 258? We are at $265,823.52. That is amazing. That is amazing to the volunteers who are out here. That is spectacular for the mission and, most importantly, for our audience that has stepped up at this level when there are a lot of causes to help. There is still more time. There's 3 more hours of Jason and Dan and stories. And if you've helped already, thank you so much. If you've helped already, want to help again, Dave? There's no reason why you can't help again.
Do it again.
Do it again. Why not call 952-858-8300 or go online, WCCOradio.com. Thank you. Keep listening. Jason and Dan are going to take you all the way to a big number, which only helps if you step forward do that. Have a great afternoon, everybody.